Electricity, multimeters, and reading schematics. Oh, boy, that's scary, impossible stuff. How in the world am I ever going to master it? Well, the interesting thing is that you only need to break out the multimeter and involve electricity on less than 10% of your service calls. You may find it hard to believe, but 30% of your service calls require no tools. It's amazing. This business is so incredibly different from what you expect. So what do you really need to know about electricity? Well, there are a bunch of simple tricks that you can learn, including the basics of measuring voltage. You need to learn how to make up little test cords that will test components for you to find out if they're good or bad. And gradually, you need to learn to read schematics. But that is the exception rather than the rule. I had a mechanic, Chuck, who worked for me for 22 years, and he never figured out how to read schematics. He was just the street smart hillbilly who experimented and figured out eventually what was going on. He had a lot of common sense. So with the proper guidance, you can sneak your way into this business and learn what you need about electricity meters and schematics gradually over a long period of time. Keep in mind, there's no law that keeps you from walking away from a job you can't figure out. You don't have to charge the person. And secondly, the customer doesn't know if you're guessing or fiddling. You can easily cover your tracks. So in the very small percentage of cases where you get stuck, there's a solution. Plus, you can always research it and go back another day. My son Reed has a degree in philosophy, and he's never taken an electrical course in his life. I taught him a few tricks. He has tripled my business since he took over 5 years ago, and he's doing just fine. So you don't need to learn Ohm's Law and all that gobbledygook. As soon as you learn a few tricks, you can master this electrical world. There's hope!